Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you smell what the Rock is cooking.
Wiener, deep left. Look at this. Steve. Oh, my goodness. He's done it. Derek David Wiener. Unbelievable. It is unbelievable. He's done it in his home ballpark. John Wiener.
That's not the Rock stuff. That's Rocky stuff.
That is unbelievable.
All right, and we welcome him in right now, John Wiener, the man. Fan Hotline brought to you by Armstrong Business. Good morning, John. How's everything?
Oh, a little under the weather, fellas, but we're doing okay.
Oh, my gosh. You going to make it? Are you going to be all right for the next 7 minutes, 8 minutes, or you want to cancel?
I'll battle through it.
All right, you'll fight through it. All right, well, Mitch Keller had to fight through it yesterday. Good segue there. The Pirates have no other choice, though, than to march him back out there 5 days from now. Is that what you have to do, just throw him back out there?
I think so. You know, it was good and bad. I mean, obviously it started out bad for him, whether it was nerves, whether it was execution, whether, I don't know. I mean, it was the first inning, obviously, just never would end. And I'm thankful that it did end. I was seriously worried that I was thinking, man, would that be awful if he got into the 40-pitch range and they had to take him out? So luckily he got that inning done, and then he settled down and looked good. I mean, I thought his stuff played after the first inning. I think everything slowed down for him a little bit. I thought the arm was a little looser. I think, you know, the fastball jumped out of his hand. He had better command of it. The curveball looked good. He threw a couple nice-looking sliders, it looked like. And, you know, you strike out 7 in 4 innings. So there's some swing and miss stuff there. There's some power fastball and – you know, and so I do. I think you stick them, let them stick around, and give them another turn next in 5 days.
John, over the course of the last month or so, after a hot start, the rotation ERA is up north of 6, close to 7. How would we classify this rotation right now without Tyone and Williams? I mean, one word would easily be banged up. I guess that's two words. But how do you look at this rotation, and how do you assess where it's at just based on who they have available right now?
Yeah, it's incomplete. How about that?
There you go.
I mean, you don't have 5 guys. And when you've had the injuries and you have a couple guys that you were hoping would be the 6th or 7th option, because of injury, they haven't gotten the job done. That would be Brault and Kingham. And so it was encouraging to see the last time out. Kingham threw the ball well, obviously, yesterday for 4 innings. And it's kind of unfortunate that he got roughed up there in the 5th. And Brault looked better his last time out. So obviously, when you have injuries, you got to have some guys behind to step up and fill in, and really hasn't worked out great for anybody so far. And so, you know, you hope that Jordan Lyles continues to do his thing and Chris Archer gets things figured out. And, Joe Musgrove returns to the form we saw in April. And then, you know, you got, whether it's Keller or Kingham or Brault or whomever, they got to stabilize. They got to pitch deeper in games, which will help the bullpen. And obviously, the guys are swinging the bats a little bit better, and so you put yourself in a better spot.
John, tell us about Derek Dietrich some.
You can't stand him. You know what I mean? I just don't see why. I don't understand why that you have to do that. I mean, it's different if you're a Hall of Fame player, you're a 60-homer guy, you're an established guy. Nobody ever heard of him before this year. I heard of him because of his grandfather, who used to be a minor league coach for the Pirates, was the nicest, sweetest guy in the world. He's rolling in his grave every time this guy hits a home run. He's embarrassed of his grandson. Stopping.
Well, we get into
well,
discussion.
His grandfather was Steve Demeter, right?
Demeter, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We got into a discussion about it earlier, John. Like, I don't mind a guy celebrating, but it feels to me, and Colin and I disagree on this, but it feels to me like when you stand there and admire it, you're trying to show up the pitcher, you're not trying to celebrate. Is that...
Yeah, that's not a celebration. That's just arrogance. It's just being arrogant. It's just I don't know. That's what I mean. I don't get it. I don't get why you do that. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Is there something there that we don't know, though? And that's because when I watch it, that's what I wonder. Did somebody on the staff say something to him? Did he say something on the staff? Is there something bad blood-wise coming through the minors? It feels to me like one of the only answers could be there's something existingly there with the Pirates.
Well, I thought there was something there. We saw some video of Archer striking him out last year. So that might have explained why he stood there when he hit the home run off Archer, because Archer kind of celebrated after he struck him out last year. So maybe he did that. The only thing that could have possibly – he got hit the at-bat before. I don't think he got hit intentionally, but McCray hit him in the leg the at-bat before. And so maybe he thought he had to do that because he got hit with a pitch. Other than that, I have no idea.
John, where do they go from here now, not just with Keller and the rotation, but with so many guys injured, they've got to figure out ways to get guys who are going to start coming back now back into the fold. Corey Dickerson can come back as soon as next week, I think. He's out on a rehab stint right now. But you can't take Brian Reynolds out of the lineup, I can't imagine. You can't take Melky Cabrera off of what has been a semi-regular starting routine for him. How do they start to fold back in the guys that will be coming back soon?
That's a great question. I mean, you hope that those things work themselves out. Last year we saw it with Meadows, and Meadows ended up getting less playing time than sent out. I can't imagine that happening with Reynolds the way he's swinging it right now. And hopefully Dickerson will come back. He'll get healthy. I don't think it'll be as early as next week. I think they'll give him at least a couple weeks down there, because it's almost like spring training at this point. He needs more than a week of games, I would think. I don't know. I really don't know what they're going to do. I know that Melky Cabrera deserves playing time. I know Brian Reynolds. You could sit there and make the argument those two guys deserve playing time ahead of Marte and Polanco the way they're playing. You know what I mean? So if Cabrera or Reynolds loses playing time when Dickerson comes back, I just don't think that's right, because they've been our best two outfielders.
Last thing for you, then we'll let you go. I know you're not feeling well. And looking at this whole situation with what the Pirates are doing, I lost my train of thought for a second. I had it written down, John, but I totally screwed it up. I know what I wanted to ask you. Could we be looking at the very end and the beginning of the end of the Francisco Cervelli era, and not just era, but maybe his career?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'd go to that extreme. His days of playing every day might be over, and it's not because of concussions or injury. It's because of performance. I mean, when last year he had a career year offensively. This year he's maybe having a career worst year offensively. And I think Diaz has shown that he can catch and he can hit and he can play. And so I think the days of Cervelli playing 5 or 6 out of 7 days a week are over. I don't know. I can't. This guy wants to continue to play, and he believes that he's still a big league player, and he could be productive and good behind the plate and good in the batter's box. So I don't think he's looking to walk away at any time. But I do believe, because of Diaz's performance and Cervelli's performance, that Diaz is going to play more.
John, rest up. Early start tonight, 6:40. Weird start time tonight.
I didn't even know that. Good thing you told me that. I wouldn't even have showed up till like 6:45.
That's okay. They'll get it figured out. Maybe Derek Dietrich will be waiting to open the door for you right there under the tunnel at Cincinnati where you go in.
I don't hate anybody. I just don't understand that. That just doesn't make any sense to me the way he acts.
You gave us groundbreaking stuff, though. You let us in on, you have insight on what a dead man was thinking. His grandfather's dead, and you know he'd be mad, which is fabulous.
He's not proud of him. He's definitely not proud of him.
All right. Rest the voice, Rock.
All right, John. We'll talk to you later.
See ya.
But that's groundbreaking radio. My man,
even,
The Rock.
Even when he's under the weather, that poorly,
I can't stand him.
We still get fantastic stuff out of Rock.
He's saying his grandfather couldn't stand him right now. I know it. He said, I know it.
He'd be ashamed
of him. He'd be ashamed of him.
Rolling in his grave.
Yes.
Oh, man.
We get the best.
They had those storms blow through there, right? Or just north of there, I guess it was, in Dayton,
yeah.
Cincinnati. I hope everything's all right there because it was really, really bad.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.